Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Walked down the hallway across a threshold in history, delivering articles of impeachment against the President of the United States for abuse of power and obstruction of the House.
The Chief Justice of the United States will arrive here in the Senate. He will be sworn in by the President pro tem, Senator Grassley. Then the Chief Justice will swear in all of us senators. We'll pledge to rise above the petty factionalism and do justice for our institutions, for our states, and for the nation.
Petty factionalism. I like that, what Mitch McConnell said there. Rise above it. So Nancy Pelosi punts the ball from the House to the Senate. It's their turn formally about Tuesday. It should all unfold, meaning the trial would actually begin. Who will the witnesses be? There's speculation, and it's interesting because you go through these bizarre rituals of marching the impeachment articles from the House to the Senate, and it's, of course, broadcast all over the place, but almost looks like a child going up to get First Communion. Honestly, it was very crazy to see that, to see the march over past the rotunda. But bottom line is this, if you entered the front of the Capitol, which I have many, many times, you would go to the left, and there would be the Senate. And so that's where the trial is, of course, with the Senate, and that's where the final decision lies. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. And that's where we're at after weeks and weeks and weeks of talking about impeachment behind closed doors testimony, then in front of the camera testimony. Now it's about who will give their testimony in the Senate. And this is no small matter, obviously. It's very historic and very sad. It's the third time that this has happened in our history. So the White House has accepted the idea, knowing that the senators will make, saying that they think the senators will make quick work of this whole thing. And the president has said a short trial, that should happen. But there was this delay of transmitting the two articles of impeachment. And would it go beyond 2 weeks now in the Senate? I don't think so. There is a Republican senator who wants to be anonymous who said, we think that this case is overwhelming for the president. The Senate's not going to have any need to be taking a whole bunch of amount of time on that. Just to give you kind of a little bit of a guide. President Andrew Johnson's impeachment trial back in 1868, when everybody wore wigs, lasted 11 weeks. President Bill Clinton's impeachment trial in 1999, I did not have sex with that woman, lasted more than a month. So this trial begins, and where does it end? We do not know what it means, but we do know that what the charges are. That one of the biggest things is the charge that he abused his power and obstructed Congress by blocking lawmakers' attempts to investigate him. The president's lawyers plan pretty much during the Senate trial to dissect the testimony of the ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland. That's something that is floating out there, that's what they're going to do. And also, they're trying to flush out what will possibly happen with the president during the trial, how to manage the idea of the tweets. You cannot stop him from tweeting. You cannot. He did it during the House impeachment hearing. So what happens with the Senate? And, of course, with the Senate, it's different because this is like a trial, we'll put it that way. And, you know, the White House counsel is expected to lead the president's team during the trial after the Senate Republicans, who urged him not to appoint House members to his legal team, he went and went out elsewhere. He went outside and got other lawyers instead. Senator Lindsey Graham, who was at the national championship game with the president in Louisiana on Monday, said cheers from the crowd really buoyed the president's spirits, and they were cheering for him and Melania when they were in the stadium at the game. And this is it. This is how it rolls. And what is the heart of the case? It's the allegation that the president tried to leverage a White House meeting and the military money, the aid sought by the Ukraine to combat Russian aggression, military aggression, to pressure Zelensky into announcing the press and launching an investigation of the former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, as well as an investigation of a theory that they conspired with the Democrats to interfere in, that the Ukraine conspired with the Democrats to interfere in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. So Nancy Pelosi, who had the major stage in passing the papers of impeachment, the articles of impeachment to the Senate, said the president violated his oath of office, undermined our national security, jeopardized the integrity of our elections, tried to use the appropriations process as his private ATM machine to advance his own personal and political advantage. However, they're talking about the lack of evidence, because it is about the evidence. And one thing that is being discussed in the off hours is how much evidence is there that really shows wrongdoing. And even with new documentary evidence that the Democrats say further implicates the president, who are the witnesses? How does this play out? During Clinton's impeachment trial, his legal team, again, just to give you some markers, his legal team spent 3 days addressing the various charges against him as the Chief Justice of the United States presided and most senators sat pretty silently. This could be, this could be a shorter deal. And what does this do for the election cycle? Because the president is out of different rallies, and we are in the middle of it, and we're coming up on the Iowa caucuses. And, you know, over the next 2 weeks, you have the president traveling to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. He's got a political fundraiser in Florida. He speaks to farmers in Texas, and he's going to have a couple of other political rallies right in the middle of this thing. And, of course, there just was a historic China deal, phase one. So this president, he would be the first American president to face impeachment while running for re-election, has spent most of his time recently, anyway, talking about re-election and not focusing so much on whatever else is happening here that may change, that might change. All right, so what is all the big reaction to Lev Parnes? Rachel Maddow got the exclusive interview, a snippet of that coming up in just a moment.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
In terms of the president and what he has said about you, he said about you and Mr. Fruman, Igor Fruman, I don't know those gentlemen, I don't know about them, I don't know what they do. You're saying that was not a true statement from the president?
He lied.
Did he or didn't he? That's going to be the question. Certainly our new normal here in these United States is chaos, chaos, chaos. There's another one word. Just say it a couple of different times. For 2020, this is where we're at. We've got, then there were six on the stage the other day, Democrat-wise, and the president who, depending on what happens with this impeachment in the Senate, this trial, mark my words, there, you saw what happened at the national championship game. If I were a Democratic strategist, I would not overplay my hand at the table. I would wait to see how this unfolds, and I would be very careful about what I did moving forward, because I think there could be some backlash in the favor of this this president. And like I said, you could see that clearly on the field at the championship game. So certainly there are many people in the South that have the president's back, if you will. But will the Republican senators have his back? And what will that testimony look like? You have this guy, Parnes, calling him a liar, and he does face all those charges. I think the questioning part is so key. I know. It's so key as to what is going to happen here. No question about it. Because Parnes says, hey, the president knew exactly what was going on. So it was a solemn procession, I suppose, through the Capitol Rotunda. I talked about it. Guarantee every comedian is going to easily, what we would call, bag on this, because it's just too easy. because it was kind of very strange to watch that walk, if you will. But it's only the third time that we've had this in our history. And pretty much anywhere you went today, this is what was being talked about. In fact, because of the cheating scandal in baseball with the Astros and the Red Sox, and then the women in the WNBA actually making a living, getting paid more after however many years it's been now, and the 12 teams, what the average player would make, nowhere near, of course, what the guys make, but just a substantial bump in the pay. I was asked to do a television shot today, and that was bumped, and I'm not surprised because I was watching, like everybody else, what was going on. So I can speculate, and I can tell you my inside baseball, and my inside baseball is, if I talk to the Republicans I know on the Hill, and some of the best sources are the people behind the scenes, believe it or not, because they watch as the mad scramble happens, and I guess that's not shocking. And I'll call them my observers, that people that I've known for years now in doing this, say it's really mixed, just like we always say. The nation is a mixed bag, right? Absolutely. So it depends on who you talk to as to what they think is going to go down in this trial. It's either, it's going to get nailed. You'll be shocked. Or it's all going to go away in a puff of smoke, and it's more bluster than actual facts. So, mixed reviews, to say the least. And that's not surprising to me, because this is pretty much how it goes, right, in this country. So the House initiates the trial, the Senate goes through with it, and it was a busy, busy day on Capitol Hill. You have a key player in this, Lev Parnes, who you heard, he flat out is saying he's a liar. He then did an interview after Maddow with the New York Times and said, I'm betting my whole life that Trump knew exactly everything that was going on. So he's kind of your unlikely person to be in the middle of this. He's a Soviet-born businessman who played certainly some kind of a role in this pressure campaign, what the role was and how he's questioned and how he comes out of it and what does it do to the president's trial is, I think, the key thing to watch here, if he does, because I'm saying if he testifies, which I can't imagine he won't, but again, it's about calling witnesses, who's called, who's not, how does that happen, how does that work, and that's something to watch, because that's the big part of this. Who are the people that testify? Who are the people that are there? And there was speculation about would the president testify, and I don't think so. I don't see that happening. But maybe. I doubt it. That's why the lawyers are there, so that wouldn't make any sense to me that we would hear anything of that sort. All right, I got to clear up a couple of quick things. And one of them is this. While we can speculate all we want, and I can tell you the vague information that I keep getting from people, because again, it's based on where your allegiances, I suppose, lie. I can tell you this, and I'm not surprised. How about this Delta pilot who told air traffic control he didn't need to dump fuel? So a day after they dumped jet fuel over some Los Angeles schools, the pilots of Flight 89 didn't ask for approval, I guess, to release the fuel as part of the emergency landing. Air crews typically notify them and indicate they need to dump the fuel, but that, and then they direct them to an appropriate fuel dumping area. But they didn't tell air traffic control they needed to do that. So Delta's not going to say anything because they're investigating it. They just dumped the fuel and went back to LAX. But 60 people had to be treated. Imagine you're outside in the playground and fuel falls from the sky. And that's pretty much what happened. And a lot of it, the path was pretty big. Because they had to have a lot of fuel. They were going to Shanghai, China. So they declared an emergency after takeoff. I mean, you had 181 souls on board. And for takeoff and landing weights for aircraft, fuel, you know, full fuel tanks to land, they have to dump the fuel or they could potentially crash. I mean, of course, with all that fuel, they're absolutely, that's what they would do. So they might have forgotten to dump the fuel until the final approach. Yikes. Now, I don't know that, but I know that there was speculation about that because that's a procedure and that procedure didn't happen. So why didn't it happen? Oh, darn, missed the checklist. And I, like I said, I don't know that that happened, but it makes you think, wow, how did they miss that step? What happened? How did they step around that one? Doesn't make sense. And a reprieve worth mentioning, although is it a reprieve? They had thunderstorms and in some regions of Australia that had those wildfires with some thunderstorms and rain and some large hail. So, of course, that's big relief for the firefighters battling some of the worst blazes that they've ever seen. It's not clear if the rain, you know, will continue to fall and will it fall in the most needed areas. And there hasn't been enough rain to put out the fire. And, of course, there was lightning, and what does lightning do sometimes? It sparks new fires. So they're seeing that. And then you've got flash flooding on top of it. So not only do you run the risk of these fires burning everything in sight, but then you have potential mudslides, potential sinkholes. Oh, boy. Honestly, the patience of Job you'd have to have. If you were any kind of fireman working in these situations. Because all summer long, it's been some of the most powerful and damaging that Australia has seen in decades. 28 people have died. 3,000 homes have been destroyed or damaged. Awful. Dire. Some people are saying it's dire. And how many animals have been affected? A billion? Think of that, a billion. And, of course, towns are running out of water. Not good. A blanket of haze from the fires. Oof. Sad, 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 my friends. If you can give, give. There's plenty of places to do that in Australia. Just go to your search engine and put it in. Meet you on the flip side.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Everything is set to go for the impeachment trial of President Trump to begin on Tuesday as the House delivered the necessary paperwork to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the articles of impeachment will be read in the Senate chamber at noon on Thursday.
I'm confident this body can rise above short-termism and factional fever and serve the long-term best interest of our nation. We can do this, and we must.
House impeachment managers, led by Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, will read those charges aloud to the senators. Schiff continues to push for the introduction of witnesses and documents to the trial.
The framers had in mind a real trial with witnesses and evidence. And if McConnell makes this the first trial in history without witnesses, it will be exposed for what it is, and that is an effort to cover up for the president.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here in Author's Corner in our virtual green room, sitting in some really cool place in Vermont. What's interesting is where we're going to take you, and that would be Oklahoma. The Okie Chronicles poems by Pamela Harrison, that's the name of the book, and such a delight. I talked to her off the air, and I just couldn't get it out of my head. The really beautiful area where she is, and then also the portrait she painted for me about Oklahoma, growing up, family members, that kind of thing. So it's a pleasure to welcome her to Author's Corner. Pamela, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about family life in the 50s in being a, let's call it an Okie. What was that like?
It was a very proud place. I mean, we were sort of, as I say in a poem, on the border of South and West. So we had this very nice mingled culture of farming and oil wells, and we had a very fine football team, and that was very important. And I had the great honor and pleasure of going to a wonderful high school and had a wonderful teacher named Dear Mrs. Tuck. She's no longer with us. And she recognized something about me and poetry and encouraged me. And that's how my path began.
How How tough, though, was life in Oklahoma? Because you think about, you know, two decades before that, it was the Dust Bowl. And we know about the Dust Bowl. I remember studying it in history class, and I grew up outside of Philly, so it was so foreign to me. I thought, oh, these people, this is horrible. This is so hard. And I couldn't relate to it. But with all the detail and the imagery and everything else, which you capture, by the way, in your book, in these poems, what was life like for the people then and then decades later?
Well, I experienced it really through the experience of my mother, who was really a true Okie. She and her family were farmers to the east of Oklahoma City, and but their farm blew away in the Dust Bowl, and the whole family entered the caravans that were driving west to California, and they made it to the Central Valley, and then they all exited, you know, the road at that point, and they all became field hands. They picked crops, they picked vegetables and fruit and everything, and they were there for several years trying to get their lives back in order. It was a family of seven children. My mother was one of three girls, and the rest were boys, and two of the boys actually stayed in Oakland, California, and didn't come back to Oklahoma, but the rest of the family did come back. And when I first saw my grandmother and grandfather, it was usually for Sunday supper. We would drive from Oklahoma City, where we lived. My father was a family practitioner in Oklahoma City, and we would drive out to Sparks, Oklahoma, where my grandparents lived. And boy, I had not been on a really simple farm before, so that became a very vivid memory for me. Fortunately, part of the reason that I write poetry instead of tell stories is that I think if you're a storyteller, you really have to master dialogue, because dialogue propels the plot in many ways. But if you're like me, you have a visual and have a visual memory, then you are busy sort of likening things to metaphors and things like that. And boy, did their farm hit me. They had a swayback horse. The soil was had basically blown away. I heard somewhere that at one time the dust clouds were hundreds of feet high during the Dust Bowl, hundreds of feet high into the air, and came rolling over the plains. And actually, at one point, the Congress of the United States in Washington, D.C. had its windows open to debate some things for, you know, procedures for the Dust Bowl, and the Dust Bowl blew in. And if you can imagine something of that power. And so I had some visual memories of the simplicity of their lives, and I also knew the kind of hardships that they had endured, and I knew the character of my mother, who was one of the most intelligent and caring but silent women. I think she only got a high school education and then waited tables for 2 years. She knew how to read. Her father taught her how to read on his lap, read the newspaper, and they took her to school when she was five, and they put her in the second grade because she was so far ahead. And but so she graduated high school at the age of 16, and then she wanted to be a nurse like her mother, like her older sister May had been a naval nurse during the war. But she had to go wait tables to earn enough money to get to go to nursing school. And then when she became a nurse, she was such a good nurse. She was a surgical nurse in the OR, and that's how my father met her, because his family was disrupted by the Depression, because his father, who had been a banker, established the first bank in Cortez, Colorado. his bank was closed to keep people in Chicago from jumping off of ledges, you know, and things like that. That's
wow.
the family story I heard, anyway. And so we spent some time as children out there as well, in Cortez and the Four Corners. So mm-hmm. I got to see the West. I got to see people working hard every day, and I was so struck by their integrity. And it bothered me that all the movies I saw, somehow the poor people were always poorly spoken and mean-spirited and kind of ruined by their failure and their hardships. But what I knew of these people was that they were extraordinarily kind and honest and hardworking. So that was where a lot of the impulse to write came from. Also, I had this whole bunch of good stories saved up. But, you know, the kids in the book have an uncanny resemblance to me and my brother and sister. And I just had my father was a storyteller. We sat around the dinner table all the time and told whatever was interesting about our daily lives. And so storytelling was sort of central to it all. And that's where I got the habit. And then it was just a matter of recalling all of these wonderful things to give color to what I was writing.
Well, that sums it up, that's for sure. What do you hope people take away from the Oki Chronicles?
Well, I hope that they too might understand that we're in a situation now where so many of our farmers are having to sell their farms because corporate interests have taken over, and it's very hard for them certainly this is the case in Vermont. You know, Vermont has a farming or had a farming culture, but we've been losing our family farms here so much because it's hard work and the price of milk has gone down and so on. So I wanted to pay tribute to them and tell the story of these hardworking souls of the earth that are the basic character of America was settled by people who were working the land. So
yeah,
that's what I
absolutely.
Wanted to do. Yeah.
And you do that, Oki Chronicles. All right, we only have like a minute and something left, but give me one of the lines from the Chronicles.
Oh well, I think it's I would like to just read the prologue.
Do it.
If you don't mind, because it's such a land based. It's such the story grows right out of the land, and it tells the story of the land. Borderland, it's called. Where the rumble of the Ozarks smooths to the prairie plain, on the border of south and west, mockingbirds call down the chimney at dawn. The sun's engine rumbles up the curve, glare and heat rush over the flats faster than jackrabbits routed by fire, caught the tops of the cottonwood trees, then the fragrant Osage orange, soon all the long grass. A dry blast of light blazes the way to dusk. The western rim unfurls red banners for the just-spent day, and the purple earth dissolves before the long roll of night. Between these poles stretches a windy space, on whose horizon, between soil and sky, men and women bend, scratching shallow names in the plain. No wonder they don't say much, and when they do, it's for the story they ply against the emptiness that laps on every side. That he is able, a man takes with him like a totem to the field. At midday, sun falls straight on his shoulders, and he stands on the sill of his own shadow, sufficient as it might prove.
Wow.
That's
well
the
done.
Beginning.
Yeah. So well done. Yes,
thank
I love
you.
It. You set thank it up. Pamela Harrison, the book is called Oki Chronicles. Pick it up and you will know exactly what it's like, life in Oklahoma. And as Pamela said, there's so much more to it.
I just want to say that I just got word today that my new book is going to come out in July 2021. It's called Whirligig. I just got it. I got goosebumps when I realized I read it. It's about
nice.
10 minutes before we started talking.
Nice. And we'll look for that, too. But go to Amazon to pick this one up. Oki Chronicles. Pamela Harrison, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily, now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get it over so better. Oh, feel it. Let the feeling. Just keep on.
So it's a new year, a new decade, and whenever we swing into a new year, the joke is all of a sudden the gyms are filled. But then the question becomes is how many people stay after those first couple of weeks? And imagine if you stay, the benefits for your health, your physical health and your mental health. It's a great way of boosting in both of those areas. I'm someone who knows all about that, as I've seen it go up and down in my life, and a lot of it is because of am I getting fitness in. Ashley Johnson joins us, and she's the owner and fitness instructor, choreographer, too, at Ashley's Fitness Play, so she certainly understands this. She's a fitness guru, definitely. Hey, Ashley, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
So it is a thing where people jump in at the beginning of the year, but the key is to be consistent, right?
Absolutely. Commitment is key. A lot of people drop off midway just because they're looking for more instant type results, and that's never the case with anything in life. You know, you got to work until you actually reach your goal, overcome some obstacles, and just stay committed.
Well, I agree with that. And then I was reading a story about the mental health aspect of it, that group exercise is actually really good for your mental health. Tell us about that.
Yeah. There are studies out there that show that group exercise is better for mental health. And personally, I do agree with that. It just, Group exercise builds a sense of community and belonging. It forms a healthy competition environment, and it's more livelier. So people are creating new bonds. You know, you're struggling together, you're succeeding together, and then all of a sudden you have a deeper bond with the person next to you and you become friends. So it's something about group exercise that just boosts confidence and makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah. Tell me about Ashley's Fitness Party and what that's about.
Yeah, so the Ashley's Fitness Party company is about having fun while you work out, so you're not watching the clock. My company promotes healthy competition and a no-judgment environment, and I like people to have a real experience with real people. So just like my Savvy Fit Fitness Boot Camp and Jazz Dance Class Fusion, it's a two-hour class, but it's a fitness boot camp. Then we end with a jazz dance class. So, you know, we work hard, but then we play hard at the end. So that's kind of puts in scope what my company is about.
Yeah, so Ashley, we talked about this in talking about group exercise, that there's that friendly competition, and then obviously it's more fun. Is it easier, too, do you think, than doing an individual workout?
I think it is two parts to that answer. I feel it does have a lot to do with the instructor. Every instructor has a different personality. So, you know, my personality is more like a cheerleader. You have your militant type of instructor, then you have your cheerleader type. So I like to encourage with positive reinforcement. But also, I think it's more fun with more people because, you know, once again, there's a sense of that healthy competition. There's a lot more of a liveliness in a large group. And people push themselves harder. So I think that I definitely agree that group exercise can be more fun than individual workouts just because of that group factor. And I feel like you're going to work harder so you get more rewards in the end.
So what is more fun? Is it Zumba? Is it yoga? Is it hip-hop? Or do you like them all?
Oh, wow. Well, okay, so I used to teach yoga. I taught yoga for a few years, and I don't anymore. I'm more of a movement type of person. I like to jump. I like to, you know, move around the class and flail my arms and clap. And, you know, I'm more of the upbeat type. So yoga is not really my cup of tea. I prefer dance aerobics, you know, Zumba, you know, my Savvy Fit classes. Those are the types of classes I prefer, something a little bit more upbeat. But I'm not talking against yoga because yoga is absolutely essential for stretching and toning, and I think it's a good balance to aerobics. So I do essentially think you need both, but as far as personally, I do prefer something a little bit more upbeat.
I like that. I prefer more upbeat. All right, so you can check out Ashley Johnson at ashleyfitnessparty.com. Ashley, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Absolutely, and thank you, Kate, for having me. Happy New Year.
You too. So it's interesting in talking to Ashley about the whole idea of group exercise. I like this. You know, it's like when me and Manshore, which is AKA my husband, when we walk together, and that's what we're doing things together like that, it is so much better, and the level is just higher for me. And imagine being involved in a group thing, whatever it is, playing tennis, doing whatever it is that you want to do. So are they saying, these studies are saying, we do benefit more mental health-wise, and it boosts our well-being while we're exercising. So there was a study that looked at the setting that people exercised in related to mental health. The study actually looked at 460 students. They were between 16 and 24 years old, and they compared the numbers of those that took part in team sports in formal fitness groups like yoga, like Ashley was talking about, or running groups, and those who exercised alone at least once a week. They followed up 6 months later to measure the mental health. And are you shocked by what they found? So the study finds that the kids, the students who did the physical activity in a team sport or informal, we'll call it, fitness group, you know, when you go and there's some class, they had better mental health than those who exercised alone. And then, of course, students exercising in groups were also more physically active. They were doing about twice as many activities as the people who exercised alone, and they felt more connected to the people around them. And that makes sense because if you see people doing it. You know, I always see the random people that come in and they look like, oh, I want to do this, but I don't want to really jump around, but I know if I do this, then I can eat a piece of pizza or I can do whatever. I always see them like in the gym, and I get it because it is kind of hard to slurk into those classes, but it's so good to do that. And we know that from football. You know, in the man cave, I talk about football, and that's that whole sense of community. That's why I think so many, after covering pro sports and collegiate sports, I think that's why so many athletes, and this can be girls too or women too, but I think so many athletes have a hard time letting go, partially because that is what they know. That's their community. That's where they check in. That's their life. That's their corner of the world, and they're used to doing what they do, the discipline, the seeing the same people, the striving to win, and that's part of that whole group thing. So I don't think it's surprising that it benefits you, because why do you exercise? So you exercise for different reasons, like I said, to eat the extra piece of pizza, have the extra beer, let's be real, Super Bowl's coming up, whatever it is. But also, it makes sense, especially you're single, you're whatever, that you're in a group and you're around more people, especially because what do we have now? A gig economy where so many of us are siloed and you're not working, you're not going to a place necessarily. As many of you are listening to me, some of you aren't going to a place every day. It's where you work and reach out to people, so it's another good way to do it. And you know what they call it, by the way, about how you feel and going? They call it autonomous motivation. So when people do activities to be connected, and it becomes, I guess, more personable to you, and the what they're showing in these studies is you feel happier and you have more energy. I like that word, though. Autonomous. I wish I could just interject that into everything I do in life. Autonomous motivation. So what are the external reasons that get you started with exercise, and how do you keep on that? Because I think, as I said to Ashley in that conversation, and she knows that too, it's about the consistency. And you heard her mention that, you know, it's not an overnight thing. It takes time. We all want things quickly. Of course, you want to go to the gym. You want to lose a bunch of weight, whatever it is, or look better. How many times I hear guys say they want six-pack abs, but there's just no way if they're not committed to the long term. Because if you keep doing it for the long term, of course, you have the better chance of doing that. And by the way, it's interesting. Mental health and these team sports and that kind of thing, they looked at the reason people participated in the team sports, and in the United Kingdom and Ireland, they said that was huge. That for the all-around mental health, team members felt connected, just like they would be anywhere, but for some reason that really shot off the charts because of how many team sports and activities that they have there. So it's an interesting question. Is it better to exercise alone or in a group? Anyway, that's a wrap for this edition of For Your Health. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Grab a buddy, go out and walk, get a beer. Thanks for listening to the show, too.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.